All right, I'm calling it. That's the end of your show, dum-dum.
Faded out.
It's my show now. I faded it out. Fine. Don't tell me how to do radio. Oh, radios. Oh, my God. Thank you very much to Deidre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Around the Town Sounds is done. Crumple it up. Throw it in the scrap heap. And scrape off the S at the beginning of that word. Because we're starting the Mascot Wedding Show, and we're starting off with the record, Starry Eyes Mascot Wedding Show, starting now. Hey, what's up, Kick Flippers? The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where you open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. We're also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it, I will see it, and then read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else, so quit your bitching!
Yeah, no more bitching here.
David Hatta, what did we just hear?
We just heard the records from their greatest hits collection, Smashes, Crashes, and Near Misses. That was Starry Eyes. And that concludes the couple skate portion of the Mascot Wedding Show. So everybody back on the rink. We're doing it. How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm all right. Excuse me, a little weird.
Yeah?
Excuse me. Sorry, I power blasted a soda. I put a soda in a Frankensteiner.
Uh-huh.
Also known as a Hurricane Rana.
Those are two different things.
I thought those were the same thing.
No, because the Hurricane Rana is like when you...
These are wrestling moves, BT-dubs.
When you wrap your legs around their neck and then swing it, like flip it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Frankensteiner.
That was a Frankensteiner?
Yeah.
I thought a Frankensteiner was like a suplex. Or not a suplex, like a press.
No, the Frankensteiner was the exact same thing. They very often did a Super Frankensteiner.
Uh-huh.
Where, who was Rick Steiner?
Yeah.
The dumber one.
Are you saying that because he wore wrestling helmets?
He was one of those guys like, oh, they can't control him.
From parts unknown, though he lived with his brother.
Well, they both clearly from Michigan because they wore Michigan jackets,
yes.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, University of Michigan, that is. Go blue. Rick Steiner would pick up a guy and put him on his shoulders.
Mm.
And then Scott Steiner would jump off the top rope, grab the guy with his legs, and then flip him over.
Okay.
Which, honestly, he would basically touch his legs to the side of the guy's head, and then the guy would flip himself forward.
Yeah, of course. You gotta sell it.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, because what threw me is you're clearly talking about Scott Steiner's University of Michigan character days. Like, you're not talking about that weird period afterwards where, like, he dyed his hair blonde and wore chainmail.
Big Papa Pump.
Yeah, Big Papa. Because that guy's not doing a Hurricane to save his life.
No, he's not. Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner, you know, back in the day, like when I would watch wrestling.
Yeah.
I was a WCW guy for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, WWF was clearly always superior.
Well, not in the 90s. Like, I think the 90s was the perfect time to watch WCW instead.
This is early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Cause,
really?
Like, yeah, because WWF.
But this is the heyday of Hulkamania, the Ultimate Warrior.
That petered out in like 92. And then there was this fallow period from like 92 to 97 when Stone Cold hit, where it was like the biggest stars in WWF were, you know, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, and they were technically great. But then it was like, let's just trot out whatever we can. And like Erwin R. Scheister was big, and then like Tatanka was big for a while. Like they were just throwing anything against the wall to see if it would stick. And it was not good.
It's funny when I stopped watching wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and then when I started watching it again to see the characters or wrestlers or actors or whatever that got pushed to the top.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, really? And it's kind of surprising. Like, There was this really stupid thing. They basically gave The Undertaker a team or a stable.
Yeah.
And it was called, what, The Ministry?
Oh, I missed that era.
And it was basically all these other characters became goths.
Okay.
There are all these other, I keep calling them characters, all these wrestlers became goths, including Farouk, a.k.a. when I would watch WCW, his name was Ron Simmons.
That's right.
And Ron Simmons explained this to me.
Yeah.
He was like the all-time leading tackler for Florida State or something
like
that?
He is one of two defensive players in Florida State history to have his number retired.
Okay. Why didn't he play in the NFL?
In the WWFFL?
Why didn't he play in the XFL, David?
Well, he couldn't run to the middle of the field to get the ball fast enough. I don't know. I would imagine either...
Some bizarre injury?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sort of like The Rock. I mean, to a lesser degree, obviously. Like
I don't think The Rock was that good, was he?
Well, he was okay, but he had like knee problems or something. Or maybe I'm thinking of Goldberg.
Goldberg, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, basically these two dudes, the other guy's name was Bradshaw, and they became, what was their tag team name?
Oh, the DOC? No, that was Disciples of Christ. Wait, hold on. What am I thinking of?
They were something like that, though. If you 472-5667.
Yes, please help us out.
Anyway, and so, but he was like Bradshaw, and he was one half of these like two, you know, this goth tag team.
Yeah.
This interracial,
I don't know why that had to be a thing.
Well, it was oddly like yeah, we're doing it. You know what I mean? Like harmony.
Well, but it also was
ebony
like
ebony and ivory.
ASCAP. We can't afford that.
Oh, sorry.
But it also was like, you know, because you've got a guy named, and this is going to come up. There's no way this doesn't come across as offensive. You have a guy named Farouk, who was a person of color. And then you have Bradshaw, who was like a good old boy. So it really was like
the
odd couple.
Well, he wasn't a good old boy then. He was just a big dumb idiot. But later on, he sort of, because WWF, let me to backtrack a little bit.
Of course.
They used to have these characters that were very broad stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like Brutus the Barber Beefcake and his finishing move involves scissors or something.
Yes, stereotypical of barbers.
Yeah, and then like, you know, they had the Repo Man, who was a working Repo Man.
Yeah.
Who had just happened to wrestle. Like they used to have vignettes of him repossessing things.
Yeah.
And so they stopped that at some point. They stopped having sort of like these cartoon characters.
These career-based wrestlers.
Yeah, and everyone became like a badass.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucked, but it also was a huge spike in popularity.
Sure.
Because you had all these dudes like, instead of wrestling being, a little, it basically stopped appearing as silly. It was definitely still as silly.
Yeah.
But it didn't have that appearance. Because you look, and instead of like a clown, a barber, a repo man, a Mountie, like a bagpipe player. It was something like, let me see, badass, 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 badass from hell. And then like a couple more badasses.
A beer drinking salt bitch. Like that sort of thing.
And so the villain became Vince McMahon and it became the boss.
Yes.
So it was kind of like he was the man. Mm-hmm. And so after the Stone Cold sort of Vince McMahon Rock era kind of died down, they were looking for a new bad guy, and it became a George W. Bush stand-in named JBL, or like James Bradshaw something.
Oh,
I don't remember his last name.
Yeah, it was like Leighton, James Bradshaw Leighton III or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a fun time to watch because you're talking about the same two characters. You're talking about these two like goth characters, and they didn't want to like transition them overnight. So it was just slowly like they became a protection agency for a while. And it was just like Farouk and Bradshaw like playing cards.
I'm going to have to look it up because I remember their protection agency because that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, it was the APA, the Acolyte Protection Agency.
Acolyte, so that's what they
mean. But yeah, exactly. They went from the Acolytes to just like these thugs that would just sit around playing cards and they had a door propped up that people would have to walk through to hire them.
There was a period of time there where, see, exactly, wrestling did not appear as silly, but it was definitely still silly.
Oh, of course.
Because they'd go in the back room, and there were these two wrestlers, you know, they're wearing just spandex pants, shirtless.
Yeah, smoking cigars, like athletes do.
And they'd be like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, nothing. Like, you drove all the way to the city, you know, and like, oh, we're a protection agency. Set up shop in the back of this arena.
But then within like the span of 2 years, they went from like these goth, the Acolytes, so there's one day Bradshaw puts on a cowboy hat, and then he's this new person, and like we're supposed to be okay with it, and we totally were. It was strange.
Bleo tweeted at us, and she says, "Hey guys," and we say, "Hey Bleo,
hey Bleo."
But imagine if that was George W. Bush's trajectory as well. Like he used to be a goth.
I feel like how many presidents are we away from that being a part of their past?
Well, I mean, Obama. Mm-hmm. Was a bit of a nerd.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't say he was a bit of a nerd, but he admitted to liking Conan comic books.
Right.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like,
but the guy also kills him on the court. He's like me. Get me on the court and I'm trouble. But also, I know a lot of Spider-Man facts.
That's true. Because with the internet, what it is, and just everything being recorded the way that it is, we're about two generations away from having to be cool with a lot of things in our president. Like, we're going to find out a lot about our candidates. Where it's like, oh, really? You posted videos when you were in your 20s? Or you, like, got caught in a sex scandal at your college? Like, we're going to have to be okay with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back and find, like, the president's Facebook updates.
Exactly. Future president. He called who a what? That's not cool. But yeah.
Well, how are you, David?
I'm doing okay. It is powerful hot outside. We have officially transitioned into two-shirt season.
Powerful hot, yes. I as well brought an extra shirt.
Yeah. it's not good. It's not good to just watch the patterns that form on my shirt throughout the day.
I said I felt a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think part of the reason is, like, so today I had nowhere to be,
mm-hmm.
but I had a lot of errands to, I wouldn't say errands, I had, like, one errand, but I also had a lot of, like, just a long to-do list.
A go-go Saturday.
Yeah, and I didn't get everything on that to-do list done. It was a little frustrating, and it's also frustrating because, like, I woke up at 8, and mm-hmm. I was like, how did I not get this done?
Yeah.
One part of the reason I woke up at 8 is because all I did yesterday was sleep.
That's awesome.
I got home around 5,
mm-hmm.
and I slept, I went to bed, and I remember waking up at some point being like, whoa, was it 10? And I think it was still kind of light outside, uh-huh. which couldn't be.
Yeah.
I must have been seeing things. So I was like, wait, 10 a.m.? Oh, no, wait, 10 p.m. And then I woke up again. It was 7 a.m.
Nice.
That is 14 hours, my man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I ended up rolling out of bed like around 8.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But here's the thing. Like, they say, like, you've heard this too, where you, like, can't catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. I mean, obviously, I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not like, you know, after a certain point, it's not like that extra, like, you know, after I slept like 10 hours, that extra four didn't do me any good.
Right. That's true. But at the same time, who says that? Like, I feel like that is true. I've been in situations where, man, when I graduated college, like, and I moved back to Houston, mm-hmm. I slept for 2 days, like, and only stopped to use the bathroom. And it was refreshing.
I've done that before where I've had, like, projects due and I got home at like 7. I was like, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's 7. This was 5.
I understand, but it feels, and I go both ways on this. It feels good because you're like, wow, I was able to sleep 14 hours and, like, I didn't have anything to do. Like, because normally, if any time during the week, if I sleep 14 hours, I'm missing projects and deadlines and meetings and stuff like that, and I'm in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, to sleep 14 hours, you're like, that's prime effing around time that I missed. Like, I could have watched 7 movies in that time that I was sleeping.
Now, explain this to me.
Yes.
Earlier in the week, I was watching something.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the NBA Finals.
Oh, sure.
Which, by the way, real quick, NBA Finals, granted I'm sad the Spurs did not make it,
mm-hmm.
but on paper, what other sport are you going to get the number one MVP, LeBron James,
yeah.
facing off against the number two in MVP voting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the NFL, you pick, like, the two best guys. They never play each other in the
Right, exactly.
I mean, there were the years where we had, like, Brady and Peyton
yeah.
sort of going off in the AFC Championship game. We get to see LeBron and Durant squaring off for hopefully 7 games.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And even by extension, you know, let's go back to, like, that Saints-Colts Super Bowl. That was a Super Bowl, right? Yeah. And it was, like, Drew Brees versus Peyton Manning. They weren't facing off against each other. Like, they were on different sides of the ball. So this is, like, yeah, you're seeing them for 48 minutes.
Now, I missed game one, and I don't exactly super remember every play game two. Mm. But Durant and LeBron, did they ever guard each other?
I haven't seen either game.
I don't think they
did. I imagine there would be situations where they would rotate and match up.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, at some point, I mean, both those teams, I mean, Thunder got 3 awesome guys, Miami 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. I'll say 3. You can play Chris Bosh.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, one of those cool guys is going to guard another one.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat.
So I was watching game 2, mm-hmm. and then I was really tired, but I had to do some work. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Going to set my alarm, grab a couple hours, cat nap.
Yeah.
And then wake up and do some work. When I woke up, I was like, oh, my leg's kind of like half asleep or something uh-huh. like that. And I was like, well, I got to go use the restroom. And so I'm walking over there, and I get about three steps, and then pins and needles start setting in.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it was like, I have this dead leg that I'm like dragging around and sort of like balancing on one leg and like looking around to like, what can I sleepily like use as a cane in my apartment?
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, man, if a TV for someone was filming this, goodbye, friends. Because it just would have been like, oh, you're friends with that guy? No.
See, I've
set up a nation of Judases.
I've been in that situation, and I've gone the other way with it, where I would just like, because I live by myself, so I'll just ham it up for my own benefit. Like, if my leg goes asleep, I'll just really just like attack Tokyo with it and just go crazy. And it's the most fun. Enjoy your 30s, Mac.
So you're saying I should have just fallen down just to see what that was like?
Yeah, exactly. Who's gonna stop you? You can do.
is there a dump button when the show gets too sad?
No. I believe it's called Stronger Than Dirt at 8 p.m.
Oh, I was listening to Co-op earlier, and someone was playing Laurel and Hardy. I got my guess as to who.
Okay.
But I was like, really, guys? Laurel and Hardy? That's the best you could do?
Well, unless it was during the Graveside Service and we were celebrating their deaths. That's awful.
No,
well,
Graveside Service, if someone is dead, they usually will play a track based on...
Yeah.
Or a music track based on life. Usually... I was just listening in my car. It didn't like tell me what show was on.
Gotcha.
Or anything like that. My older car.
Your on-screen display?
Yeah, my on-screen display did not exist. Oh, I had a dumb thought today. I was watching this movie. I consider this something that I had to do today. And I was like, oh, finish this movie, Other Earth or Another Earth.
Oh, Another Earth. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have not yet, but I've heard good things.
It was good. Rented it from My Love Video. DVD skipped a couple times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give him a note in there.
Man, I'm starting to phase out DVDs. Like, I've been on this show. I've gone on record as defending, like, Netflix. And I scaled back the DVDs the other day. But yeah, that happened to me.
Wait, but scaled back on DVD rentals?
No, I eliminated the DVD service from Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I'm going just streaming now. I had a last straw moment where I rented a movie and it skipped. And I was like, what am I doing this for? I'm sorry. I took away from your story. Go ahead.
Nope. just that dumb thought of, oh, no, you know what? No, never mind.
Oh, come on.
No. It's a little elusive at the moment.
Okay.
But you know the plot like of Another Earth is that there's another Earth. That's not really the plot. That's kind of a plot device.
Yeah.
In a way.
That's the hook.
Yeah. And that idea that, like, you know, you can go to this other Earth. Well, let me give you a brief background. A second Earth appears, and it's the exact same as ours. Ba-ba!
And it made that Windows noise.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And there's a mission to go to that other Earth. It's just disgust. You don't really ever, like, see it or something like that. And the thought of, like, meeting myself on this other Earth, I, of course, was thinking about this throughout the movie.
Uh-huh.
And... I have a lot of thoughts that I'm like, you know, there's a lot of things in my life that I'm not necessarily where I want to be at.
Sure.
Or I'm at the level or whatever that, you know, it's not my goal. The first sense was fine. The second sense isn't adding anything. And I wonder if there was a second me, and if I like turned the corner, we saw each other, if there'd be quiet for a second, he's like, you got to hit the gym. and then we would, because I'd have like another person to motivate me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, I'm allowed to BS myself so often.
Sure.
Like, I'm really hungry. I'll just grab some fast food. You shouldn't grab some fast food. I got no time, man. And then I'm like, yep, you're right. Okay, fair enough. Fast food absolved.
But I'm on the go so much that I'll be burning those calories.
Oh, I said that in my brain today.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Like, I got a show later. I'll be bouncing around on stage like a pinball. It'll burn those calories.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're just like, I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm too full from fast food.
And then after the show, I'm like, why do I feel so bad?
Oh man, pizza will cure this.
What do you think if you met yourself?
It would depress the hell out of me because I see things from my point of view. So, but I don't like look down or look like, you know, I can't see me. If I were to see me and like third person, the choices that I've made, it would be depressing.
Well, you don't want to do so. Wait, hold on. In this scenario, you're a Peeping Tom Prevert looking in on yourself?
No, it's not necessarily a Peeping Tom situation, but if I do run into myself and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I hang out with you for an hour or so? Like, let's go run some errands. Let's have lunch and like watch me eat and watch me talk and interact with people. Nope. I would not like that at all.
I used to imagine this as a scenario. I used to imagine this as a scenario even before Another Earth. I remember in high school, I have a distinct memory of being like, okay, if I had a clone of myself, I would go to school all day and take classes. He would wait in the car, and then when it's time for basketball, he'd go play basketball.
Sure.
Like, that's how much I hated basketball in high school. You know, it's their imagine elaborate clone scenarios.
Yeah.
God, we get so much done.
But that's also a flight of fancy, because you have to imagine that you are the dominant one of the two of you. Like, what if your twin dominates you and is like, go do my homework, nerd?
Well, why do we got to dominate each other? Basically, one of us have to flip a coin and be like, okay, one of us is never going back to our own Earth.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I would do that.
Sure.
But maybe they'd be like, I'll take a vacation Earth too.
Yeah.
We'll go there for a week. We'll just, bam, nail everything. Or something like that.
Should we make that a topic? It's like, if you could Earth to it, would you? Like, would you want someone to come and hang out with you on this Earth, or would you leave it all and go to their Earth?
You know what I would do? I would just find the people that I've messed up with and be like, oh, that was Earth 2, Mac.
Exactly. Assuming they all know that Earth 2 is a thing. It's like, sorry, guys, that was Earth 2, Mac. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's a good that was a good hot seat. We should have done the hot seat.
Oh, if you were Earth 2, Mac. Well, if we play by DC rules, Earth 2, Mac is evil.
Ugh, if we play by DC rules, there's 7 Earth 2s.
Not anymore.
What? Oh, man.
There's only one. Actually, and it's not even the right Earth 2.
Dude, see, I don't care.
Because Earth 2 used to have the Crime Syndicate.
Yeah.
Which was like the bad versions of all the DC Comics heroes.
Right.
Which, I don't know why this was a thing. But like, bad version of Batman, Owlman.
Well.
Bad version of Superman, Ultra Humanite. Wait, what? How'd that happen?
Owlman.
Yeah, that's like Earth 1.8.
Well, because Owlman eats mice. And that's the greatest monster in history.
Well, that's true. Owl pellets. Those don't get referenced enough as a gross, disgusting thing. Did you ever have to dissect an owl pellet?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, we totally did. I don't know who signed off on that. It's like, yeah, we're going to sift through another animal's waste, and we won. No, that's not cool.
There's a lot of stuff in high school that I felt like if you got the assignment and you literally just tossed the assignment out the window, like, there's no way I'm doing that, you would get in trouble, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
When it came to dissecting stuff, I didn't do so well on that because I spent like the first half of every class being like, you do it. No, you do it. I'm not cutting this thing open.
my niece came to visit last weekend, and I feel like I did a bad thing because I basically just told her that she's in high school right now. She's about to be a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And I told her that a lot of it is junk and that she just needs to make it through the next year and everything's great after that. And I don't think her mom liked that.
Wait, what grade is she in?
She's about to be a senior.
In high school?
Yeah.
Oh. It definitely gets better.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is she going to college?
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
Well, you know what? Regardless, it's going to get better. Like, if I had joined the workforce instead of going to college, I would have liked that better than high school.
Yeah. I think that's one of those situations where if I could go back in time and, you know, meet myself, that's what I would say. It's like, look, you need to figure out, like, what you're doing right now needs to set up the rest of your life. Like, you're kind of jerking around right now.
You know, I think about that sometimes too, which you really shouldn't. It does you no good.
Oh, it accomplishes nothing.
Absolutely. In fact, I think it hurts you even a little bit.
Yeah.
Not you, David, but you, the gentleman.
No, you're right. You're right, Matt.
You, the listening audience.
You're right to judge me.
4725667. But when I think about it, I'm like, okay, you know what? If I was going to spend my high school years preparing for adulthood instead of just being like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think about some things I would do, but my first thought is always hoops. And here's the thing. When I was like a little kid and somebody's like, you're tall, you can play basketball, I'd be like, I'm going to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
But that went away pretty quick. And I don't have any illusion or secret fantasy of being in the NBA because I know I do not have what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
To do it. And at 6'5", I'd have to be like a point guard or shooting guard.
Yeah.
No way that's going to happen.
Your knees would have turned to dust by now.
Man, I don't know about, well, I'm 31. No, I could have had a long career, but even by now, what I'm saying is, like, James Harden is my height.
Yeah.
But I don't have James Harden skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Never would.
Oh, I see that. I think that when I see Jose Altuve playing second base for the Astros now, he's an inch shorter than I am, and he's killing it. I'm like, wow, if I had just made contact with the ball for the 2.5 years that I played Little League, things might have been different.
But my scenario, I guess, just makes me better at high school basketball because also I liked college.
Yeah.
I, you know, wouldn't want to be a basketball team in college. Like, that doesn't appeal to me either.
Right.
So it's like, wait, what? Why do I want to be good at high school basketball?
Yeah.
Every guy on my team except one was an absolute jerk.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a couple guys were not absolute jerks. I forget. If you're listening out there, Dusty Payne, John Schmidt, you guys are my bros.
If either of you are listening,
thanks for not inviting me to your weddings. I still got love for you.
How many people from high school do you still talk to?
One.
Really?
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah. Why good for me?
No, because maybe good for me. Good for you is a weird response. But
why? How many people from high school do you still talk to, David?
Three. And okay. I feel like that's good. Like,
so it's with a good for me that I only talk to one, or good for me that I at least talk to one?
Good for you that you only talk to one, that you've gotten it down, and like you don't feel this need to hang on to something that you really have no desire to hang on to. Like I found myself justifying that the other day. Like I don't have anything in common with the people I went to high school with, other than the fact that I went to high school with them. Like, yeah, people grow. People, I don't need to hang on and like see their kids' pictures on Facebook or anything like that. I have no connection to that.
You know, I used to have different groups of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I still have different groups of friends that you could technically like group.
Yeah.
Like, here's people I'm in Stag with. Here's people I know through Cold Town.
Mm-hmm.
However, but I feel like now all of my friends could get along with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I invited all of my friends to a party, it would be cool.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, like high school and also college, like if I invited like groups of friends together, I'd know that like one group would be like aghast at another group, and the other group would be completely bored by the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Like one group would be dropping their monocles in the champagne at watching the rest of you play King's Cup.
But you know what I realized? I realized that the people that one group would be aghast by, I also was a little aghast by them.
Yeah.
And you know, because here's the thing, maybe they wouldn't have been. Maybe they would have gone on swimmingly. I realized it was me who had these feelings.
Totally. Yeah.
I was a little embarrassed by this person. I find these other people super boring.
Yeah. And you also...
So, you know, I don't want to seem cruel or whatever, because... But I mean, I don't hang out with them anymore, and it just kind of happened naturally, faded away, but honestly, don't regret it.
Yeah, because once you realize you're the middle sliver of that Venn diagram, and you're like, what do I have in common with either of these, and what do I need to change to make the delineation a lot clearer?
I felt like I was hanging out with them oddly because I felt like I had to.
Uh-huh.
I had to. Hey, Davey, what's up?
Well, someone's got to open the fish market every morning.
Hey, Mac, I'm Mac from Earth 2. I'm a cabbie.
What if you were like this, like really just unappealing person?
Well, I'm unappealing? Ah, jeez.
Ah, that's it. I'm going to put my cigar out on you. And you're also Andrew Dice Clay.
What if I went and Mac... Earth 2 was like way cooler than I was. Oh, that would steam me.
But what if you...
I got a hard enough time tamping down my jealousies of other people.
Oh, see,
Mac 2 be successful? Come on.
I would take an unnecessary amount of credit for that. I'd be like, yeah, he's got my bloodline. Glad to see he did something with it.
Okay, so let's say David from Earth 2, though, complete and total loser.
See, I was just about to ask you that.
Would you be harsher on him, or would you...
I'd kill him.
You'd kill him?
I'd murder him dead. I don't need him spreading the Hada brand around.
Slowly clamp that boot on his throat.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like, what if, what if you...
I'm trying to breathe it, David. David, I'm trying... Why?
See, what if you went to Earth 2, and I don't mean to beat on him, but it's just, it's easy. But what if you went to Earth 2, and Mac was, like, a Dane Cook type, where he was wildly successful, but just completely repulsive?
Oh, then I think I would just, that would be a mixture of like, I'd just be chilling back here on Earth 1. They'd be like, oh, I was Earth 2 Mac. Like, it's like, eh, it's all right. Like, man, he's kind of better, kind of worse.
Yeah. Like, do you like go to Earth 2 and there's like posters up and he's like, you know, just beloved? Or what if it's like a Tucker Max type?
Still a scumbag?
Yeah.
But it's a successful scumbag?
Yes.
I think same thing. It would just be like, well, I mean, he's successful, but he's a scumbag.
I couldn't live like I couldn't
see
no.
Ya. I'd just leave. You know what? I'd probably ask for some money.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, this guy doesn't care if he throws me some bones, and then I would leave it and just be like, later, dude. Like, adios.
Now,
and then I'd kiss him.
What? Why does it always end like that?
Who said it ends? Sorry. First, I kiss him.
Then you play Careless Whispers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just...
Sorry, I closed my eyes and I went there for a second.
No, yeah, and I was here in the room with you.
I was like, cue up some music, David. Well, why? What would you do if you met Earth 2 David?
Yeah.
Or, hell, maybe we're Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you met other Earth David.
Yeah.
And he was successful, but however, a jerk and or a scumbag.
Murder him. I'm not kidding.
You'd murder. So, like, let's say you had...
If I could get away with it, or if there was... Give me a percentage chance of me getting away with it.
100. Well, on Earth 2, you're vilified.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, that alternate Earth David Hottie's a murderer.
Yeah.
But there's no extradition treaty in Earth 1. Yeah. So Earth 1 doesn't even make the news over here.
Yeah.
Or maybe it makes the news for a day and then it's like, man, whatever.
Right, exactly. Oh, I'm totally doing it.
For example, someone kills someone over in France,
mm-hmm.
like a street murder.
Yeah.
We don't hear about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So imagine if it's an entire planet. Yeah, I totally would. Because, I mean, I'm wired in such a way where that would, I would internalize that and that would drive me nuts.
So, you know how we take every show and we send it to the copyright office?
I was just about to say that. Yes, go ahead.
After every show. Maybe we should send this one to the police. So you've already admitted the capability of murder.
Oh, no. What I was going to say is let's write this movie where I'm the loser David. Like, I'm the Earth 2 David and Earth 1 David comes to kill me. Because, yeah, we think of the same. And I'm sitting here going like, if he was a loser, I'd totally murder him. And what if he comes after me? What if there's like Looper in a weird way?
Oh, speaking of Looper. We need a segment on the show where we review movies that have not come out yet.
So like precog reviews?
Precog reviews.
That's the second Minority Report reference in 2 days for me. I believe I was writing a list of regrets and I wrote down Minority Report.
So have you seen the trailer for Looper?
I sure have.
The movie where, oh boy, directed by Ryan Brown.
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson. Also Brian Brown, isn't it?
Yes. He talks about FX.
He plays a soldier or hitman.
As he does in
every movie.
Tends to do.
Someone did a really good Brian Brown impression.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, what a weird reference.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was a Brit, though, so maybe he's got a bigger cachet over
there. Well, yeah, of course.
Anyway, so we're talking about Looper.
Yes.
Directed by Ryan Johnson, who did Brick. And you thumbs up, thumbs down on it?
I'm going to skew towards thumbs down.
I said thumbs up. Brothers Bloom, thumbs up, thumbs down on it.
Way thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
Oh.
So now Looper coming out, which by the way, you can see David and I have mixed feelings about him.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot of the movie is that, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Jogo.
Jogo is a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a hitman that only kills people from the future because gangsters in the future send people back in the past and he just blows them away with a gun.
Yes.
And then he's like, I'm a Looper. Loopers do this thing, which Mac just described.
Uh-huh.
And then we live this dangerous lifestyle. Like, it pays well.
Yeah.
And I was like, why does it pay well? Why is it hard? It seems like the easiest job in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a guy, dead. Like, why would they even hire some cool smart guy to do it? You could just get some idiot.
Right, exactly. You could just be like, stand here, and whatever appears, shoot it. Yeah, you could just go to, like, Appalachia and pay someone canned goods to do that.
Or here, better yet, instead of, you know, like, putting the guy from the future into like a field, or sending, when you send this guy back in time, instead of sending him back in time to a field.
I hope people have seen this preview or else this is over their heads.
Well, we'll post it on the podcast. instead of sending the person in from the future back into the past where they will appear in a field.
Yes.
Why not just send him back into where like a tractor's about to run them over?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like
a combine. Just cuts them to pieces.
Yeah, instead of a loop where you just pay some guy to turn on a machine at a certain time and then.
Yeah. Because the old adage is two people are good at keeping a secret if one of them's dead.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need some Looper knowing your secrets.
Oh, but here's what happens. Joe goes about to kill somebody and he realizes it's him from the future. But then that him from the future is played by Bruce Willis. You might be saying, Mac, Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt don't look alike. And I'd be saying, here's the thing, no one would say that.
Right.
Because if you're like, hey, that's me from the future, that's all you need.
Yeah.
But instead, what they did is they've given Joe Go some prosthetics.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering that.
No, so they put in his prosthetics and a makeup job to make him, quote unquote, look more like Bruce Willis. But quote unquote, he looks like a Joseph Gordon-Levitt wearing makeup. He doesn't look like Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he looks sick. Like, I was concerned about him.
It's the dumbest decision.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. I was like, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like, if Bruce Willis was in a movie and Joseph Gordon-Levitt played his son, would you be like, those two look nothing alike?
No, of course not.
I get it's a movie.
We're on board. Oh, by the way, it's a time travel movie. We're letting a lot go. It's fine.
By the way, Lance Gilstrap, regular karate, says, guarantee Earth to me is exactly the same as me, and we can't help each other out with anything except Nintendo games.
You're probably right, Lance.
I bet I would, man. I was about to say, like, I could play hoops with myself, but I'd make myself mad.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. You don't want that.
A lot of hoops talk today.
Yeah.
But not about professional
hoops. A lot of everything talk right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so his face looks stupid, and it does not... I'll still go see it, but I'm not excited about it.
Well, the thing that bothers me, and I came to this conclusion about, or one of the conclusions about Prometheus also, is you're doing yourself a disservice when you take a handsome man like Joseph Gordon-Levitt and putting makeup on him to not look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like in Prometheus, if you have Guy Pearce in your movie, don't cover his Guy Pearce. Like, that's your moneymaker right there. I went and saw Lockout or whatever just because of him.
I saw Lockout too. That's weird. Guy Pearce. That I still don't get that. In Prometheus, he plays an old man, and they put a like old man mask on him, like a rubber mask, and he never appears as a young man in that movie. I don't think I'm spoiling anything. Although, if you stick around for the credits, there's credits apparently, which I did not. Mm-hmm. There's 30 seconds of him drinking scotch and muttering lines from Thus Spoke Zarathustra.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? You can just watch it online.
Yeah, exactly. But instead...
Or is it Thus Spake?
I think it's Thus Spake.
It's German.
Oh, very nice.
You're welcome. Tell you what, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
Let us take a break. Oh, by the way, guys, there is an exciting show going down tonight at Cold Town Theater at 10 p.m. Usually it is Midnight Society and the Frank Mills. But tonight, not only the Midnight Society is taking the night off, and not only is it the Frank Mills, but it's the complete Frank Mills, which is all five members, and it's one of the best improv groups in Austin, but also Cold Town. That's right, the group Cold Town.
Yeah, the group that started it all.
Started it all is playing tonight. They're having a sort of a reunion / farewell show because one of the members, Justin York, is taken off for at least a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it should be a fun time, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But that is tonight at 10 p.m. at Cold Town Theater. Advance tickets are not available, so you got to buy them at the door. Anyway, we got Lady Hawk, Cellophane, Anxiety. More Miss Quinn Show coming up.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hodden. We just heard Lady Hawk with her new song, Cellophane. Quick programming note. We just got a tweet from Lance Gilstrap, a member of Midnight Society, if I may tell tales out of school. Or not that expression I wanted to use. But he said Midnight Society might be on the bill for the 10 o'clock show. So that might be three troops. What? Boing. So, what the hell was that? Excuse me one second.
Hey,
excuse me. Can I help you? I'm in the middle of a show.
You know who this is.
Wow, I was not expecting to see you.
It's your old boy, Craig Betancourt.
Okay, Craig Betancourt, who I have not seen in a very long time.
Been a while since we crossed paths.
Yes, wow, Craig Betancourt.
That's right.
So you used to, please, just fill the listener in on our
I used
history.
To work at Dine Air Die.
Uh-huh.
The parent corporation of Intercom.
Yes.
Where you jokers used to have a show.
Right, exactly. We had a studio there for a little while, and you decided to
I tried to set you up with some advertising deals. You didn't play ball.
Right.
Tried to put a little coin in your pocket.
Well, we could.
You decided to be jerks about it.
Well, no, you really just tried to hijack our show and everything it was about.
And now I got a sweet gig working for Mayor Woods' office.
Wait a second, hold on. So you're working for Mayor Woods now, and then you've got the re-election coming up.
Yep. Which is why I'm here today.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, first, let me say it's very good to see you again. This is highly unorthodox, but...
I wish I could say likewise.
Oh, well...
We're getting a little desperate.
Oh, okay. So you came to the Mascot Wedding Show, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. Well...
Thunder 102 was already booked.
Uh-huh. And, okay, what can I do for you, Craig?
Well, Mayor Woods...
Thunder 102.
He usually would get elected, no problem. We're talking landslide, babes, okay?
Right.
But... This challenger he's going up against has proven to be tough stuff.
Okay, and forgive me, I'm not really familiar with who's running because it usually is just Mayor Woods unopposed, but so I don't know who's running against him now.
It's this dude named Garth.
Wait.
Apparently he wouldn't even tell the electorate his last name.
Hold on. Garth, kind of a shady-looking guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Total shades.
Uh-huh, okay, I know Garth. Wow, he's running for mayor.
Well, look, a lot of people are running for mayor, but this guy... bolstered to the front lines.
Really?
Yeah. He told everyone that if he gets elected, the next day he would give away 5,000 iPad 3s.
Wait a second. Whoa, hold on. There's an iPad 3 out already?
Yeah, there's an iPad 3.
Okay, well, I was not aware of that. Wow, yeah. So he's giving away iPads if he gets elected.
Word to the wise, WT dubs.
Yeah, word to the wise.
A truckload of iPad 3s went missing the previous day.
Wait a second. Hold on. So you're thinking something illegal happened.
Oh, yeah. I know he stole it. Everyone knows.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he is in possession of
some... He even admitted it to the police.
Really?
Yeah.
So why is he... Has he been arrested yet?
Why would he be arrested? No, I got to hand it to the guy.
Well, but that is illegal. I mean, he can't do...
Look, you don't understand. There's this old law in the Sunken Valley books.
Okay.
That if you're running for office, the period of time from March to November, you can commit up to 5 felonies short of murder.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Yeah.
I was not aware of this.
In the books.
Wow. So he's just scot-free. He can just steal a truck full of iPads.
That's right.
Well, that's kind of... I mean, but surely that has to have hurt his poll numbers, though.
Yeah. I want a free iPad 3, my man.
So, okay. So you're completely on board with this.
Look, it's a sneaky move. Gotta give credit where credit's due. CWCD.
Wait, credit where credit's
due. Screw that up, I think.
No, you got it. CWCD. That's a...
Look, we try to do something similar. Like, what's the minor league baseball team in Sunken Valley?
Oh,
the whatever, right?
Right. I mean, I don't really follow.
Yeah, we tried to kidnap Kurt Schilling.
Wait, Kurt Schilling?
Yeah. He came down to check out a minor league game, and, you know, we set up a meet and greet with him and Woods.
Uh-huh.
The mayor.
Right, Mayor Woods.
But Kurt Schilling must have caught wind of the kidnap attempt. We were going to put him in a cage and have voters come up and get a picture with him.
Well, wait a second. That, again, like, you know that's...
World Series winning pitcher.
Oh, right, exactly.
Ain't a felony during the election.
Oh, I don't care for this one bit, but well, thankfully it didn't happen.
Yeah, Schilling caught wind of it. That guy, that guy's like into military stuff.
Oh yeah, he's kind of he's got a weird ideology.
Yeah, he showed up for the Black Ops thing, he showed up for the meet and greet, total Black Ops gear.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware
of
that.
He had a whole crew with him.
Okay.
And then he was sort of laying down the law. I knew what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
We had a meet and greet and we're eating some food.
Yeah.
Guy picked up a dinner roll, threw it right through a plate glass window.
Hold on.
A dinner roll. Guy still got it. And then he looked right over at Mayor Woods and nodded at him. A kidnapping attempt canceled after that.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I don't want a biscuit through my dome.
Some weird biscuit through your dome. Some weird Black Ops guy is not going to be.
Capiche?
Yeah, no. Yes, capiche. I got it. Okay, so, well, I mean, you know, you've got to figure out something to do. If you want to win this election, I suppose.
Oh, we've already figured out something.
Okay.
We went around town, and we tied red ribbons to 5,000 mailboxes.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And we said, if you don't vote for Mayor Woods, one of the people with the ribbons getting on there, we're hurting them. Hurting them bad.
Wait a second. I mean, like...
So if Mayor Woods loses the election,
uh-huh,
we're going to hurt them bad.
Like... Financially, emotionally?
No, you know,
like,
we're going to break their kneecaps.
Oh my God, you can't do that.
We can prior to the election.
Okay, but what's going to happen? So you have to, but that's really illegal. Isn't that? I mean.
It would be afterward, yes. Which is why, to prove that we're serious, we're going to go ahead and hurt two people right now.
Wait a second. No, you can't do that.
We can.
But again, that's wrong. That's completely illegal.
No, it's not.
Okay, right. The books and the mayoral election.
Yep.
So you've got two people lined up.
Yep. Already down.
Wait a second. Who's already down?
Where's your co-host?
He's tending to some
Oh, no, he's not, my man. He's tending to a really sore kneecap.
Wait a second. No.
I don't think I broke it. The guy's got a tough knee, but I gave him a real solid one right in the cap.
Well, no, you can't do that.
Look who number two's going to be.
Who's number two going to be?
Look in the mirror and you're looking at him.
Am I in front of the mirror?
It's you. I'm going to hurt you.
Okay. No, you can't do that. All right. I'll fight you.
Well, tell you what. Look, we can't do it today because we haven't got enough pub. I mean, who's listening to your show right now? Nobody.
Literally nobody.
Next week on your show, Mayor Woods is going to come in here and he's going to hit you in the kneecap with a baseball bat.
No, he's not.
And he's going to break it.
No.
Yeah, that's why we hurt Mac, to show you we were serious.
Okay, look. Okay. Well, Mac is his own person, all right? I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the ambulance.
You call the cops, I'm just driving right over the Sunken Valley County line. And then there you can't touch me.
The county line. That stupid Sunken Valley County
line.
So
next week, Mayor Woods is coming in here, right?
Well,
what kneecap you want?
I'd like to see him try.
What are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
All right, so you probably jump off your right leg.
Yeah.
When you're making a layup.
When I'm making layups.
When you're playing BB.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
When I'm hooping it up.
Yep. So we'll probably hurt the other one.
I don't care for this. And you know what? Good luck. Try. I'd like to see you try.
Well, it won't be me. It'll be Mayor Woods. It's more of a photo op.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to...
Hey, he'll use a wooden bat.
That doesn't make a difference. How is that a difference?
Well, he's not going to go aluminum on it.
You say you got me saying. You got me saying aluminum weird.
I mean, look, if it's an aluminum bat, I mean, probably send your kneecap right through the wall.
Really?
He's going to go in the, what's that, theater next door?
Some weird theater.
Yeah, get ready to catch a kneecap, theater goers.
Okay, they're not catching a kneecap. You're not coming here.
Maybe if they're doing Hamlet, Hamlet can hold up your kneecap instead of Yorick's skull.
That's a...
Like, here's Yorick's kneecap.
That's a weird reference.
I kiss these lips.
That's not even a line in the play, is it?
I don't know. I don't go over that kind of stuff. That stuff's usually for like cake eaters. You know what I'm saying?
But you knew who York was.
Well, come on. I'm not an idiot.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Craig.
So we're setting that up?
You know what? Good luck.
Cool. Let's, all right. Next show.
All right. Well, I guess. All right.
Okay. So you mind if I send us out here?
Are you sending us out?
All right, you listen to Led Zeppelin. Here's Hot Dog.
No, we're not listening to Hot Dog. No. No. That was King of the Hill, first of all. And for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit MascotWedding.com.
Hot Dog.
Email us, MascotWedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @MascotWedding.
Bring your gloves. Get ready to catch this dude's kneecap.
Nobody's catching my kneecap. Thank you very much.
Oh, now with that... I hear that. It's a challenge, guys. I don't think you can catch it.
All right, look, I got to go tend to Mac. I'm going to go out with some royal headache. This is Honey Joy. Do you want to say goodbye, Craig?
I really just hit him with a blow dart.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
I'm serious, though.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Goodbye, goodbye, Craig.
Adios, bro.
Goodbye, Mac.
Okay, babe.
Goodbye, Austin. See you next week.